One of the skills we all need in life is the ability to manage our personal finances. College teaches that, well, in two ways, I guess we could say. One is in economics classes, if you're taking them, and the other is through the student loan debt that students rack up. Now, while the classroom dynamics give you direction and assistance, the student loan path kind of leaves you on your own and quite often unsuccessful. My next guest is here to talk about her missteps with her student loans and the proper ideas that need to be applied. She is a staff writer with The Federalist, Bree Payton. Good morning, Bree.
Good morning.
And Bree's work can be found at thefederalist.com. And reading your article, Three Things I Wish I Knew About Student Loans Before College, you're pretty forthright about your finances, as well as your driving, by the way, but we'll get into that maybe later. But at the highest, how much was your student loan debt?
I'm not going to tell you, you know, what I have personally, but I'm going to tell you that it's well above the national average.
Okay.
$8,000. Yeah. So it's much higher than the average load that students have today.
So, and for the novice, and maybe for the parents who are sending a child off to college for the first time or going through the student loan application process for the first time, do you have to wait until the end of your college before you start paying, or can you start, theoretically at least, easier said than done, get a job, start earning money, and pay off as you're going through college?
Yeah, so that's a big mistake that, you know, I made when I took out student debt. Like, I thought, I had kind of this idea that, okay, when you take out your loan, like, you don't have to make payments while you're in school. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have any interest to have to think about until, you know, after you graduate. But that really isn't true. Like, while you're not required to make payments while you're enrolled in college, the interest still does rack up. So that's something, you know, that I really wish that I had been more proactive about is, you know, to at least pay down the interest while I was in school. That would have really helped me a lot now.
Something I didn't even think or even realize, and you wrote about in Three Things I Wish You Knew About Student Loans Before College, that tuition has nearly doubled at colleges at all levels, from the two-year communities to the major colleges, has nearly doubled since 2001, mainly because of federal student aid. It's taxpayer money that's actually causing the college tuitions to go up, I guess you can say.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so, you know, increased spending and funding higher education hasn't really, you know, made it more affordable for people in the end. Colleges are kind of responding to increased funding and saying, oh, look, you know, we're getting paid more for our services so we can charge more. So, you know, really federal involvement in aid like Pell Grants just really aren't helping anyone. They're actually just raising the cost for everyone. And now, you know, in my piece I detailed this too, that 70% of college graduates, you know, graduate with an average of $28,000 in student debt. So I'm definitely not alone, you know, in my experience of graduating with debt and trying to figure it out and navigate it. And that's kind of what inspired me to write the piece, is that, hey, you know, I'm not the only person having to deal with this. Like, there are tons of other people who are facing the same thing, and, you know, I wanted to kind of write about some of the things that I learned and the mistakes that I made, so that way people could, you know, go into college with the understanding that, okay, it's likely I'm going to have to take out debt, but here are some things that I can do to make it easier for myself.
And unlike what the ways things used to be, there was a time when college loan, student loan debt would be either negotiated down or forgiven, but just because of the state of the debt of that industry, they're not doing that so willingly or freely anymore.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that's something else that I learned too, is that while I was in school, I kind of, you know, shirked the whole idea of dealing with my debt and kind of put it away. But, you know, something that I really, and I knew this all along, but, you know, now more than ever, I'm really learning is that, okay, your financial obligations, especially student loan debt, you know, doesn't ever really end. Like, you always have it, even until you die sometimes, like your parents can inherit your debt too. So those are kind of some things that I learned along the way about student debt that I didn't realize going into it initially.
So Bree Payton from The Federalist, staff writer at Federalist.com on the web. Her article is Three Things I Wish I Knew About Student Loans Before College. And again, you can find that at thefederalist.com. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Homework in college, assumed and certainly there. Homework and student loans, not something people think about that you should have. So you write.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I would say one final thought is, you know, to really not be embarrassed about having to take out student loans. You know, like if you're 19 years old, it's okay if you can't fork over $40,000 a year to fund your dreams. And 70% of us, quite frankly, can't. So, you know, I think going into school with the understanding that, okay, it's likely I'm going to have to take out loans and I'm not going to be embarrassed about it. Like I'm going to own my debt and work and be proactive and really face it head on would have helped me a lot back then. So that's, you know, some the key advice or takeaway that I would give to people is to not be embarrassed and just deal with it head on.
And certainly to follow the path that you do as far as do your homework first, find out that there are lower interest rates in the first thing you see, and don't assume that because you're young that you're a bad credit risk and you're just automatically going to have to swallow higher interest rates. That's not always the case.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and that's another lesson that I learned along the way, too, is that, you know, if I had shopped around and just been a little bit more proactive, you know, instead of just kind of signing up for the loan payment plan that my school offered, like I would have been a lot better off and I would have had a significantly lower interest rate. So that's definitely, and, you know, that might seem kind of like obvious advice, like, oh, of course I would look around and look at that. But I think most students, like, don't go into college knowing that they're going to have to take out debt. You know, I think a lot of kids get slammed with it halfway through like I did.
And I know a lot of cases, and I saw this happen firsthand with people trying to get in the broadcasting industry, what the professors tell some students they're going to have as earning potential versus the reality of the job market gives them a false sense of security, thinking that they're going to graduate and walk into a six-figure job in radio, for example, when there are people in New York City that aren't even making $60,000 a year.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and, you know, you and I both in the kind of media and journalism profession, you know, understand kind of the rougher job market that you or I would face with that. So I would say, you know, going into it with kind of a more realistic understanding of what you would earn when you're finished would be a lot more helpful. And before I went to, you know, the expensive private school that I went to, I took some time at community college for a while and, you know, took a lot of journalism classes and had a lot of journalism experience. And I really knew that that was really what I wanted to do. So for me, like, the higher cost was definitely worth it because I knew totally for sure that that's what I wanted to do. But I think for a lot of other kids coming right out of high school, like, it's really tough kind of saddling them in this situation where they have to figure out what they want to do with the rest of their lives and then have to grapple with the financial implications of their decisions as well.
On the bright side, we'll end this on the bright side too. If you follow what Bree writes about in Three Things I Wish You Knew About Student Loans Before College, when you get out of college, you'll have a better, more solid credit rating because you've been successfully paying your debt, and there just might be that Black American Express card waiting for you at the end of the rainbow. There, you just never know. As if you take the responsibility, do your homework, pay off your debt whenever you can, and don't be embarrassed because you're not in the boat alone and it's not always going to be the Titanic that's going to sink. So just keep that in mind and check out Bree's work over at thefederalist.com. Again, her article that we talked about, Three Things I Wish I Knew About Student Loans Before College at thefederalist.com. She's one of their staff writers. Bree, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.